Welcome back. Today we have Modern Day Nerd back on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. How about yourself?
Pretty well, myself indeed. So we're just going to get right into it. What do boundaries mean to you?
Boundaries? Boundaries, just overall, just, you know, just means, you know, not just crossing a line or whatever, you know, just give me the proper space and everything I need as far as boundaries and, you know, making sure, like I said, you know, not crossing that line or whatnot.
So when you say this line, this invisible line, is it always about crossing a line or is it essentially just maintaining a balance, not too crossing?
I will have to go with the second choice, just maintaining, you know, a balance or whatnot, because it's hard to cross that boundary with me, you know, unless, you know, a person truly knows me or whatnot. But obviously, you know, they keep on doing something that's kind of like, you know, irking me or whatever the case may be. Then, yeah, that's when you start crossing that boundary. But it's pretty tough to cross that boundary unless you're just super ignorant.
So you say you got like a high level of patience.
Yes, you know that. You know that. Yo,
that laugh, the confidence is just like.
Yes, I do. I do.
He does. I'm not lying. It's okay. I'm just messing with him. But I would say you have a decent level of patience. You're not like one to just go from 0 to 100 immediately.
Yeah, nah. Like I said, it takes a lot for me to, you know, like see that side of me once you cross that boundary or whatnot.
Oh, for sure. Can't just be popping off on people for fun.
Yeah, nah. Not at all.
Like, we're not like that over here. We're calm, collected. So how would you say you establish your boundaries?
I would say usually I would try to be open book and, you know, try to draw those invisible lines as I'm explaining myself and as I'm opening to that person to let them know, like, hey, these are my boundaries without, you know, directly saying it. If that makes sense.
No, it does. It's communicating basically your terms. Well, not formally, but just letting people know where you're at.
Right.
Like keeping that communication clear up front, not being like, I want to say, expecting the best from somebody that basically doesn't know you in that fashion or whatever form we're talking about specifically. And just, you know, if they do something wrong and it's just like, basically being proactive so that doesn't happen.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, overall. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So what would you say is the hardest part of creating boundaries? I'm going to give you a multiple choice here so it's not just open.
Thank you. That's definitely helpful. Give me like, you know how you play bowling or whatever and you have those little guardrails or whatever the case may be? Yeah, that's helpful. But go ahead and shoot.
I'm using like guided rails for bowling. This is, oh, wow.
I mean, I don't use that, but you know, right now in this particular scenario, verbally, yes, it's definitely helpful.
I can't. So what is the most difficult factor when setting boundaries? A, saying no. B, establishing boundaries. C, confronting oversteps. Or D, placing others' boundaries above your own.
I would say C, confronting. I'm not really a confrontational person, but I am getting better at that, you know, overall as I'm getting older in life and stuff like that. Because especially like if I feel hurt, affected, or just some way mentally distraught, then it's only up to me to tell that other person because that other person might not know or they do know, but, you know, at least, you know, I can tell them like, hey, you always set that boundary. This is how I'm feeling. What you want to do? Where are we going from here? You know, and
that's
just
a fact.
Go from there or whatever. But yeah, I would say C.
Yeah. And you always have to essentially kind of let that character know how to care for you. And not even in that fashion, but this sounds more like poetic, but I'm struggling with the way to say it. But like, in a way, if it is somebody, let's say it's a coworker or something, and this is like the first instance that you've gone through like a specific incident, just let them know, hey, this ain't cool, but next time this is how we should do it, just to build off of that for a more positive experience.
Right. I'm glad that you said coworker because I had a couple incidents, I'll say maybe a month and a half ago with one particular coworker that, you know, overstepped the boundary. But granted, you know, she just started working there, whatever the case may be. And, you know, she thought you know, in her ways, that's her way of joking. But I had to tell her, you know, confront her like, yo, you know, you don't know me. I don't know you at this time and moment. And that was a boundary she definitely crossed with, but without her knowing. So I give it a benefit of the doubt. But now that she knows, you know, what my boundaries are or whatever the case may be, like, you know, we have a great understanding on that. I mean, she do still do stupid stuff, but not towards me. But at least she know my boundaries, you know, for a prime example.
That's a fact. You just redirected that energy.
Seriously.
And especially when you come to a new place, it's kind of that thing, like when you go to a new job, like, well, we didn't do it like this in my old job type of deal. But at the same time, when it comes to even personal joking, just small talk and everyday banter when people are talking to each other, it's like, don't talk to me like this. Like, one, I'm not your friend. Sorry. Like, I came to work to work. And even if you are my work friend or whatever the heck, like, come on now.
I mean, yeah, it's just all about just reading the room and just, you know, observing first to see what you can do and what you can do before you start, you know, playing jokes and stuff like that. Because she could have did that to the wrong person. It would have took it like totally left, you know.
That's a fact. That could be a whole situation with HR.
Seriously. but yeah, you know, lucky enough, just like you mentioned earlier, you know, I'm very patient. So,
True. And you have to have that understanding too. So where it's like, well, that person's new. I don't want to ruin things for them.
Right.
Let me just check them here so they don't become a habitual line stepper, at least towards myself in this instance. Everybody else, y'all got to set your own boundaries. Because hello?
Seriously.
But yeah, like yourself, confrontation, I'll do it. But again, my patience level is pretty high. Like, as goofy as I am, I'm always laughing at something. And even if it's not funny, I'll me. Laugh.
You talk about me.
I feel like if y'all know me by now, I'm always laughing. Mm. And it's not necessarily like a twitch or like a defense mechanism. It's just me diffusing myself because I already know how I am and how quickly I'll respond to stuff sometimes without even thinking, or while I'm thinking, I'm saying what I really want to say. And it's just like, damn, I shouldn't have done that. Or I couldn't, you know, just to not be so reactionary, I'll just laugh to kind of like diffuse that off. Situation.
Right.
Yeah. Not totally brush it off, because I don't want to be dismissive in that way.
Yeah.
But more so to get to, I want to say a more, I don't even want to say peaceful, because that sounds like I'm nuts. Like,
or just like you said diffusing earlier, right?
Yeah.
Deflecting.
Just like a more chill outlook so I can be ready and like prepare for like the next steps or whatever the heck's going on.
Okay. I mean, we have hung out together and, you know, we've been through some things together. Some things. You know, we both just laugh, you know, laugh our way out
Brain
of it.
Taxi.
No. I just recognized what you just said. Yo, it was just processing. I just thought about Dreamcast.
You already know I got to gamify it somehow, but you know the reference.
Yeah, I know the reference. This is this man yelling at me about the title of the game, Crazy Taxi and everything. But yeah, that was some fun. That was the arcade level we went on.
That's for sure. I feel like when it comes to like even our demeanor and when it comes to public settings too, another thing is like our observance of things. Mm-hmm. So like we don't even have to say stuff based on how we move. Like we already know what's up, and then we just essentially kind of like, did you notice that? Like, yeah, I was already on to that. Okay, bet. So we're like already seeing eye to eye before something
even
not
happens.
Necessarily negative happens, but you know.
It's like observant. Watching a bullet train before it derails, whatever the case may be.
Yo, facts. But, we're picking up all the sounds, like the rumble's like, oh, something don't feel right. Mm. In other words, people, get you a friend that's observant.
Seriously.
You don't want to be out here like, wait, what's going on?
Oblivious kingdom.
Yo, I have some of those, but bro, I be trying to put people on to like just be more aware of what's going on around you, because you are not the only person.
Look. Hello? To add on to that, you see how crazy this world is. Like, be out and about, or, you know, out in the mall, like a type of like shopping settings. Like, I still see people wear headphones while they like shopping. It's like, you don't hear the news as far as what's be popping off when people be shopping. Like,
bro,
I used to do that. Go ahead.
Yes. I can't front. Even like day to day commute type stuff. I used to do that too. When I used to ride the metro into the city, like, just having that on sometimes as a defense mechanism, other times just to literally enjoy, you know, your commuting.
Right.
And obviously you take away that element of your senses, because hearing is very important. If something's going on, but you're not going to be able to observe right away. not saying you can't enjoy, but we also have different tools and stuff now with technology, mm-hmm. being able to, like, you know, what is that feature called?
Like noise cancellation and stuff like that, active noise
cancellation. They have the active noise cancellation. They also have the
ambient
transparency
sound?
Audio. Okay. Yes. Ambient for Samsung and then transparency for
Apple.
Google.
Oh.
Apple. I do have an Apple product, but that's for testing and stuff. That's not whatever. We're Samsung over here, people. Ugh. That's what we're trying to say. Exactly. One more time.
Ugh. Well, Pusha T would say, yuck.
Exactly. But like, just being aware of your surroundings or enabling that mode when you're in those settings, it can literally save your life.
Mm-hmm. Or at least like pop one earbud in or whatever the case may be. Now, if you got the over the ear head, you know, yeah. headphones, then, you
like
know.
The big Bose joints, like, come on, son. Like, yeah, really?
Ain't 1993 over here, dog.
You in the Maxo commercial, like, ah, and then lighter with the music just blaring. Like, come on now.
But nah, yeah. I mean, like I said, that definitely throws me off. Like, you know, just seeing how crazy this world is and people is just still oblivious yes. to like certain things when you're out and about. Like me, it's like I keep my head on the swivel. Or, you know, mm-hmm. I just watch the environment I'm going to, you know, if I'm doing shopping or just whatever the case may be. Like, I'm always, yes. you know, just looking around, just being observant because I don't got time for the bull crap, you know?
That's a fact. And it's not even obvious, like, oh, my God, I'm just afraid of going outside. Why don't I just stay at home type of deal? Like, you're being observant, but not obvious about it. You're just right. taking awareness and respecting your surroundings as well as, you know,
absolutely.
Trying not to get into no situation. The world is crazy, people.
I feel like it's crazier, though. Don't forget the ER.
It's just getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not saying you got to be sheltered and live a life of basement dwelling.
Nah, hell nah. This ain't Fallout, dog. Like, this is Earth.
Like, no. You can still enjoy yourself, but a lot of situations that we're getting to here is just, like, not numbing yourself in places where your boundaries are likely to be crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the public. So if you know you're about to be around a lot of people, whether you're going somewhere, public transit, you're driving, that's a big one. That's another hard one, because if you seriously. Drive, some people you really cannot gauge that. Like, literally anything can happen at any time. But
hold on. Let me add to that driving part, because why do people wear earbuds in the car?
Son, that is literally illegal. Hello? Wait. PSA. You are not supposed to be driving with no earbuds in your vehicle. Hello? If you are the driver of said vehicle.
Seriously.
What is wrong with y'all?
But hold on.
Those earbuds.
Let me add the cherry on top. If I see you driving a mother... yo. If I see you driving a goddamn 2020 model car or newer, bro. And you have earbuds on, knowing the fact that car is capable of Bluetooth, or if I see you holding a phone in your hand and you drive a new car...
Illegal situation.
That yeah. seems illogical to me. Like, how do you not That's know how to program illogical. Your phone to your car instead of you holding your damn phone? And now you're mad at the police just because they pull you over, but you have a car that's capable of Bluetooth.
Hey, but hold up. They might have went cheap, though. That 2020 model could be based, and they might have Nathan in that car.
There's Bluetooth transmitters that they don't know. That will hook Absolutely. Up to the regular frequency. I'm just saying.
The old 4Runner, we got the transmitter, the cigarette lighter joint. That Amazon is your best friend. I will yes. even link it below for yes. you specifically.
I have one in my
no
car.
Reason. No, not for you. For the listeners. I know you are well taken care of. Built in, everything. Cool.
Right.
But like, when it comes to hands-free safety, and I know we're going off here, but listen, again, you were supposed to be paying attention to your surroundings, especially in a setting to where you are driving a missile that
Seriously.
Can literally do damage. Pay attention. There's no reason you shouldn't be driving hands-free in this day and age.
I mean, well, granted, wearing the earbuds is still hands-free, but it's still a distraction, because that's just wild to me. And I be seeing that frequently, too.
Bro, it is. And they have the nerve to have, like, the white AirPods in, and I'm just like, yo, we can see you. It's mm-hmm. like, you're not even low about it. Like, you just out here.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, dog. But, you know, we're going off a tangent, but I just wanted to express that because it's still baffling. It's
just a fact. And people still do that to this day. Like, this is like old 90s stuff. But people used to ride around with boom boxes and all the rest of that. That's a completely different type. But the headphones, yeah. that's far more distracting.
Seriously.
That's crazy. But boundaries, people. When you see those people on the road, don't do nothing to them. That's
right. Don't be
just
one
look
of those
at them
people.
Crazy. If you at a light, just like, hello? What you doing?
I mean, honestly speaking, I mean, it's just, you know, and at the same time, I'd be laughing at it like, yo, why?
Facts.
Like, what made you thought of that? Like, what made you think that's acceptable?
Bro, even if in a case where, let's say it's a car that you rented that doesn't have Bluetooth capability, I'm just going to listen to the radio in that case if I didn't bring a transmitter with me. Like, just come on now. Like, is it that serious?
But 8 times out of 10, if you've ridden a car, it's going to have Bluetooth capabilities.
Or Bluetooth, something. Yeah.
Unless you go into the Family Dollar of car rentals and stuff like that out there. And who gives a fuck land or something like that. Like,
right. Just random, no nothing, bare bones rental. You're just like, just put your phone on speaker.
Right.
Anyway, drive safe, people. That's what we're getting at.
Please.
You're making people's boundaries and ruining them.
It's crazy.
With your damn music in your ear.
I mean, going back to the topic of boundaries, I feel like a lot of people, just like you, we touched on earlier, is just like super oblivious. They don't know boundaries. Some people do know boundaries, but I feel like it's like maybe it's like a small percentage, like, to be honest.
I'll agree with that. And that's a perfect segue to where I wanted to take this.
Yes.
I have not done this specific episode yet. It's coming. But with the rapid development of the social medias, it's kind of hard to do it. I just got to put my foot in and just do a general episode and possibly just keep checking back in. Because at this point, it's insane.
The rapid development of social media?
Bro, like, all right, let me put it this way. So today, do you think social media ruined the general perception of boundaries?
Yes. All caps.
Let's go.
All caps, yo. Like I feel like there's two different worlds that's going on, right? You got the people that's very aware of social media. People like myself, you know, I use social media, you know, just for like a brief moment, you know, and that's it. I keep it moving. I go back to, you know, real life, which is just life in general, which people should be living. And then you got the other people who's just like encapsulated in social media. Like they eat, sleep, breathe, shit, social media.
Heavily. And
if you unfriend them on social media, it's the end of the world. Like, things about to collapse. Or it's just, they just want
IG go down for a minute and see how many people shooting off because they can't get on IG.
What you mean? You see that it went down. Like, I think IG went down not too long ago. Same thing with Twitter. Oh my God. The world is on fire.
Crazy. People, I can't communicate. What am I going to do? I'm going to do that. Like, just relax.
Mm-hmm.
Let the devs do their thing. Like how I am with games. Let people do their thing. Clearly something went awry. Servers, anything. Who knows? Let them fix it. Go take a break. Go outside. Go take a walk. I know it's hot some places.
Breathe.
Whatever. Stick your foot outside. Do something.
Right.
Just go do something else. It's not that serious to the point where you are just fiending and fixated on social media to where you can't live without a moment of it. 10 minutes down, are you just ready to I'm tired of it. I'm gonna switch platforms. Like, I can't do this anymore. Like,
crazy.
You and your bot followers, like, really? Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It is.
It's just even the way people interact. Let's get into that. Mm-hmm. It's just the sense of comfortability that people have with people that they do not know, have not met a day in their life, have not literally shared, read with, and the access that social media gives you to where you can talk to people. Not a terrible thing, because for, you know, sharing news, updates, and things that are going on live.
Very helpful. Perfect. Informative.
It's extremely helpful to the point where newscasters can't even get to on the scene before somebody is on the scene. And then they ask you for credits so they can roll it on their, TV show.
Yeah.
But when it comes to just like, let's just use a regular example of like somebody commenting on a famous person's post of, I don't know, what they eating today. People got so many different comments, be it negative or positive, about what's going on in the picture, to the point where they talking to them crazy, like, not even like they're friends, but like, they're not one of your little friends. Like, who are you talking to like this?
Right.
There's no level of decorum or like
etiquette.
Hello. Common decency at all.
I mean, I feel like when it comes to the internet, man, it's just like the wild, wild west.
Anything goes.
Like, honestly speaking, and it's crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, with social media just booming the way it is, you know, with TikTok, mm-hmm. and then especially, you know, now you have the social media wars that's going on between Twitter and Threads.
Twitter, Threads, that spill, and then, well, I'm not sure if they're going to drop one, but I'm not going to say anything about that, but whatever. Yeah, so essentially the text apps, I'll say.
You said they're going to drop one, or are you thinking, well, like...
Something else going to drop too, but...
Oh. Yeah.
So... As far as like Twitter and the evolution of, I want to say text thoughts. Mm-hmm. Twitter is great to share, of course, opinions and feedback and all the rest of that good stuff. Because you can get your shit off in 280 characters or less. Mm-hmm. Some people are better at it. Other people, why are you on Twitter? It's not your diary. But.
Right.
You know, there's a certain, like, finesse when it comes to Twitter. Cool. But, of course, with Elon and all the rest of that drama, I want to say it's very messy. And, like, just the feel of Twitter itself has just changed. It's not the same anymore.
So, do you feel like Threads is going to overtake that throne? Or what I thought you was about to say earlier, but didn't say it, I thought you felt like Facebook is going to shut down and Threads is going to take over because...
Oh, Facebook's not shutting down, period. Okay. Facebook got ties to the government with everybody's information. So sorry.
No, all right.
They have your information. They know you. They know your family. They know your auntie. You know your third cousins twice.
That's cool.
And stuff like that. So
I like that.
Meta ain't going nowhere. Let's just put it that way. The amount of data that they're sitting on alone that... basically powers Threads now, as far as their usership hitting damn near 1 million in 4 days.
Which is wild.
Yeah, that's I can't even say that's a problem. That's crazy as far as the reach and just concurrent users on there, just currently threading.
Can't beat that. I'm not even surprised with that because I feel like as the articles I read, you know, when I was like out of the country or whatever, they were saying like Threads came in at a perfect time. I feel like Threads is like the blue magic.
Of
social media, yeah, like
it's new. People been tired of Twitter. What's that other one? Parlor, Trump's platform or whatever.
Ain't nobody using that stuff for a specific type of
are using it. And if you know, you know. So I'm not even gonna explain that joke. But they're using that, but not really. It was there if you wanted to get your shit off in that platform and you got banned from Twitter. Here's a space for you. So
true.
That was that value opportunity. As far as Threads, it's fresh and new. Thinking of people who are on IG, I don't want to say we're tired of using IG, but the mindless scrolling, again, I do like a 2 to 5 minute scroll per day, and that's it. Okay, boom. That's all it is. Once they messed up like the timeline and basically the algorithm to where it's just like, this ain't even in order.
Oh my God.
I lost interest. I lost interest.
Can I touch on that with the algorithms?
Yeah, go ahead. For sure.
Like I said, I went on vacation. I just came back from vacation recently. But, you know, when I had downtime on vacation, I wanted to, you know, go on IG. Like, the algorithms on IG, as far as me just trying to check out posts that my family's, things that my family posts, best friends post, friends post, you know, people that, you know, I rock with posts. Like, I can't even see none of that anymore.
That's
unless I, like, specifically click on their profile.
It's
like,
go to their page.
Why do I have to do that?
Because they don't want you to see your people growing and building. And living and driving. They want to basically show you influencers and
I ain't trying to
what's
see that.
Trending first. Exactly. And what your people who you follow are like. It's just ridiculous.
Look, most of these influencers are trash and most people that try to be funny is not funny.
Hello?
Like, I have a specific set of people I go to if I want to get my laughs off.
Period. I don't need 6 different meme pages who are copying people's content and pasting it in today reel because they need to make their quota for today.
Right.
Like, okay, I'm gonna go off on a tangent. I know I haven't done this episode.
Dude, this is a tangent. Pardon going me. Off on a tangent right now.
Whatever. It's social media. We gotta touch on it. But when it comes to content creation and giving people credit, that's another thing where they got people fucked up on heavily. Like, how hard is it just to repost with the credits giving to the originator?
It's not that hard.
Even down to tweets, you got people stealing pictures, quotes, different sayings, puns to jokes. And it's just like, is it that serious to make it seem like you was popping?
Right.
How difficult is it to just retweet, rethread, redo whatever, or just give credit to the person where you got it from? Now, people, I'm not going to shame everybody because some people do. Some people will even at the person, tag them in a picture or the post or whatever.
As they should.
Good on y'all. Continue doing that, please. But literally, pages exist that are monetized that y'all keep going to and visiting and supporting, following, liking, and basically boosting their algorithm to the point where they're making money off of other people's content. That's not cool.
It's not, but it's like crabs in a barrel mentality, you know?
Crazy. It is, but people are going to continue to go into those pages and just keep laughing and, woo, that was a funny clip. Let me send it, even though I've sent this like to a million other people. Mm-hmm. Why?
That's social media for you, you know, sponsors, you know, ads, influencers, you know, it's just,
influencers, if you want to know influence, it's crazy.
Yeah. If you don't want to be part of that world, you know, just try to keep social media to a minimum and just live your life at the end.
That's a fact. Live your life. Like, how are you going to influence people? You basically have no influence over your own life, but you
which
know
is
what?
Wild. Good child, take.
That's well, big wild, because it's just like, you have no idea what you're doing, your trajectory. Mm-hmm. Say you want to be a content creator. What are you creating other than farming other people's content for your pleasure?
Crazy.
I'm just saying. I'm picky when it comes to certain things, but like.
Oh, no, same here.
You know, certain things I'd be seeing, I'm just like, but this person just posted that and you didn't even tee up that, hey, this is where I got it from, or this is what I'm trying to do. The sharing on social is great. Again, that's literally one of the most powerful tools to use today to share, get shit off.
Right.
But when it comes to the credits, just give the person credit.
Right.
Don't go watch somebody's reel and be like, I'm going to do that better, and then just rip it off and not just be like, inspired by da 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 da. Like, how hard is that to do? I'd give you more props for that. I'd be more willing to like your stuff if you did that. But that's just me.
I mean, look, what you're saying to me is very logical. But to other people, it's like the...
I'm just going to like it and keep moving.
Yeah, pretty much. Was that like Charlie Brown with the... Like, honestly speaking.
Attention spans is not heavy enough anymore to even...
Attention span, that's a whole nother topic.
They are not strong enough anymore to even think, to consider. Yo, let me get this person credit. Let me go get they ad and blah, 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 blah. Like, they're already on to the next post or five by the time they even, yeah, no. It's bad. Not saying I hate social media and down with it, but, like, just use it in spurts and do what you need to do. As far as Threads is interesting. It's new. It's fresh. It's already happened, like, as far as, like, the infiltration of bots and just random nonsense.
I haven't tried it yet. Like, I was looking to try it. Did you try it already?
Oh, yeah, I'm on there.
You like it?
As far as, like, the induction of new social media, I always like that time because it's new. So getting used to it, finding out what to do with it exactly before they actually roll out more crazy features.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun. And then just watching the people who built it interact with, you know, the public once it's out of beta or alpha. Mm. So I want to say so far it's good. I like the curation of it. So the fact that you don't have to automatically follow all your IG followers, because I'm not going to, sorry. And when it comes down to
run that back again. Run that back again.
So when you first get on Threads, you are tasked with, okay, of course, hey, Threads, blah, blah, you know, we're a product of Meta, da, 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 read this fine print that nobody's going to read and then complain about later. Ah. So it's connected to your Meta account. Don't listen to anybody who says, oh, if you delete your Threads account, it's going to get deleted by IG. They have options to deactivate if you don't want to use Threads. But obviously, Meta holds all of your Facebook, IG, WhatsApp properties under one umbrella.
Mm.
So they're still working on the back end as far as like how they want to separate entities.
Okay.
Understandable, but you know, monopoly.
Yee.
So once you're creating your profile, going through, you adding your bio and stuff or whatever, you have the option to add all of your followers on IG or individually add them or just say, no, I'm starting at zero.
That's unique. It's like not starting a new game plus.
Listen, the way I hit zero, I was like, yeah, nah, let me just follow who I want to follow.
Seriously.
Like, such and such is not on Threads yet. Do you want to follow them as soon as they make an account? Bet. Because, again, like Twitter, I don't know about you, but I don't want to hear from everybody.
Yeah, nah.
In a textual situation. Now, IG, I don't care. Your pictures, your videos at this point, reels and stuff and shorts, cool. But it gives you the option to curate it better. And right now, I want to say timeline-wise, I'm not facing the same issue as IG. It's still chronological.
Okay. I know.
Surprise. It's yet. Yes. Because I know it's going to get there eventually. So let me say that very lately.
Yeah.
You do see what other people comment and like that you follow. So there's that. Shout out to Vash because we had a conversation about that on Threads. Like, yeah, that's when you hit time to unfollow. Because once you see what people are commenting on, you're like, what are you into? Like, right. This is, you know, people can see this. So aside from that, you are shown like a general timeline of other people you don't follow. So you are influenced in that fashion to follow more people. And I feel like once you are in like a certain subject matter, because I went down like a random rabbit hole of photography. So you'll get like a lot more photographers on your timeline in that. Let me not say timeline. Your thread line.
Oh, that's what they call it. Oh, that's why they call it threads.
Well, they got like a whole diagram of the meanings and the innuendos and stuff or whatever. But when it comes down to that, it's, I want to say a little bit more customizable. It's clean. We don't have no ads right now. There are bots. So there's that. They can keep them away, I guess.
I don't know.
But as far as the interaction, liking, rethreading, commenting on stuff, I feel like, again, here's another good point. It's really showing who paid for followers versus their engagement, because people be writing them threads and having like zero to no likes, no comments. And it's just like, oh, okay, but what happened to the 50 million people that followed you on IG? Why aren't they here?
Right.
Granted, everybody's not going to transfer at the same time, but it's just like, hello. So yeah.
I don't know.
Doing a good job at that, but it's kind of keeping the conversation pure, because when it comes to certain people who are more active, they're more likely to reply to you, like your stuff. And, you know, it's new, it's clean. Obviously, everybody want to be on it, and it's more hype surrounded by it. So try it out.
Yeah,
you can always make your, you know, deactivate or make your account private if you want to.
Yeah. And it's all text-based? Like, can you post text, pictures on there?
Of course you can. Yeah, you can post pics, videos. One thing they haven't done yet is audio. So just going to throw it out there. I'm pretty sure that's probably going to come sooner or later. But yeah.
Now, do Twitter have audio, whatever?
You can tweet audio. Twitter has everything. Like, Twitter was literally the home base, but how are you limiting my post that I can read per day? Like, hello.
Which is wild. I mean, but so I don't know. That's kind of, it's like a double-edged sword, because of people, you know, just be on social media just to be on social media and just like social mediaing their life away or whatever. I think that's kind of a good thing, I guess.
But at the same time, who is a company to give me parental controls on me?
Oh, true.
Like, for us, again, we're not addicted to social media by any means. So we can turn it on and off and be like, all right, I'm good with that for now. Like, that's enough IG for today.
I mean, other people's not like you, though. Like, honestly speaking, like, their life is IG or Twitter or just most social media in general. Like, or, you know, Twitch. We got stories for that.
Yo, the way you said Twitch.
I mean, we seen it from our own eyes, right?
I mean, we can go into boundaries and Twitch. That's cool.
Nah, you want that's a whole nother episode.
You sure?
I'm positive. I mean, unless you really want to, but
I feel like I haven't talked Twitch in a while.
Why? You know what? For what? You know?
Let's do it. I know, right? For what?
All right. Let's do it.
Kevin's dead. Okay. So yeah, we got to do it. Sorry. I don't want to do a whole nother episode based on Twitch. I feel like Twitch has already got enough episodes out of us. But bringing it back up as subject matter, as far as the streaming thing goes, and just our experience on Twitch as streamers. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. So how do you want to start this off? From the corporate level or just basic interaction with your community or the chat or your streams?
I say let's just go off the basic interactions just from our own perspective, whatever. Because we haven't reached that like corporate, you know, status or whatever the case may be, whereas like we tied in with people like within Twitch or whatever the case may be.
Well, not the workers directly, but the couple of the programs that they have for Black.
Like I said, let's just keep it basic. What we're program? Gonna,
all right. What pro? Right. There we go. So basic. Day-to-day Twitch streaming. Hello. When it comes to boundaries while you're streaming, you're doing your thing. Let's say you've been on a long hiatus, Modern. It's been a while since we've seen you.
I know,
wink,
right?
Wink, wink. Meanwhile, you have other channels to reach you at, but, you know, that's a whole other thing.
Look, I'm just a man just living life, you know. You know, I just came back from vacation. I'm about to go on another vacation, you know. It's just, life is just more than just social media and gaming, you know. I haven't played games, like, literally, like, in 2 weeks.
Hey, listen.
You're going to do love it.
Disconnect. Right. You just got to unplug sometimes, get back into it, and realize, like, yeah, this is my life.
Right.
But when it comes to Twitch and boundaries, I would say for the general viewer, what would your boundaries be?
Have common sense. Don't be an asshole. A lot of people, you already know, a lot of people on Twitch don't have common sense.
Sound like the chat rules popping up before you were able to chat.
I mean, even with then, like, even with that, like, people will look at the chat rules and still, like, bypass it.
Yo,
still
immediately just push, okay.
Yeah. Just so they could talk to you. It's just like, I don't know, man. It's just like when it comes to Twitch, a lot of people just, they act so different compared to, like, if you was right next to them in real life.
Like, different how?
I like how you laughing after you ask that question.
Because I know what you mean, but I just want the crowd to know what you mean.
They just act like dumbasses. They got me sounding like Red from That 70s Show, man.
Bro.
Just a dumbass. Like, and it's just like, why? Like, you wouldn't do this if your parents was here. Like,
that's offending.
You wouldn't do this if I was literally right in front of you. Like, sitting, streaming right in front of you.
Face to face. Ain't no way.
Like, on some Daft Punk stuff. But,
That's my song.
But yeah, it's just like a lot of people just don't, like, all common sense just goes out the window. All logic just goes out the window.
So why do people do, I can't even ask you that because you're not that type of person. Why do people feel like they can just kick their shoes off and put their feet on your couch?
I have an answer for that, honestly. So they could be seen. Right?
Yeah. Go on.
They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be loved. They want to be coddled. Oh. But the thing is, when you come to my channel, like, yeah, I'm going to see you. I'm very observant, as we, you know, we touched upon that earlier. But at the same time, I am not your parents.
That's a fact.
I'm not your mom. I'm not your dad. I'm not your uncle. I'm just a Black man just here, just streaming, just trying to have a good time. And hopefully you can have a good time, too. That's
bro, it. Bro, I got one more person to add. I'm not your therapist either.
That, too.
Oof.
Like, that's, and you saw my streams a couple of times where people come in my streams and it was just
Trauma dump. It's like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I don't mind it, but when it gets to, like, very, like, morbid and just, like, out there, I want to say out there, but, you know, when they're very expressive and thinking, like,
to the point where this should be a private conversation between us because you don't know everybody else in the room, and then, you know, literally for your protection,
you could throw the vibes off.
There we go. We ain't vibing no more.
Yeah, like, I could be partying just, like, or just listen to some good music. We cracking and laugh, and the person just come in. And mind you, I don't mind listening to people's problems, but
yeah, it's real life. Life happens.
Right. But when you just, like, just dump it, like, all out there or whatever, it's like, yo, first of all, you got to read the room.
Yep.
Know the boundaries, or at least know the boundaries of just a basic conversation and which
way
to
go. That's offending.
But
if it's that major to you or something that's more alarming, I'll say they'll probably even throw you off your game while you're streaming. Just hit them in the back channel. Why bring that to the stream where there's other people watching who may react to your stuff in a way that you're not privy to or you like, who may just drop off and be like, yeah, I'm gonna let y'all handle this and I'll come back later. Or just making it awkward for the entire situation because you feel like the energy. Again, you're just sucking the energy out of the room.
And there's been, obviously, situations where it just made things awkward in my chat or whatever. But you know me, you know, I laugh it off and, you know, I just try to, I wouldn't say laugh it off, but it's just like, I just try to tell that person, like, all right, you know, just try to give them some words of course. Yeah, yeah. Keep them giving, you know, some short words of encouragement and, you know, hopefully they'll get the gist of, like, all right, you know, thank you. And then just keep it moving and stuff like that. But, you know.
That's the pivot master right there. You got to. Because otherwise they will take over it. Basically, you're just in their energy bubble in mm-hmm. your stream, mind you.
Which is crazy.
Doing basically what they want you to do. So now you working for them. Like, hello?
Can you imagine me going to a famous person's stream? Hey, you know, how's it going? The next thing you know, they ask me how I'm doing, and I really tell them how I'm doing.
Well, that sends like three paragraphs. Like, hey, what?
It's crazy.
If you're familiar with that person, that's one thing. But even still, just for your self-protection, and this should be a boundary of everybody's, I feel like, mm-hmm. your sense of self and your limits, that was one of mine. But just knowing that, everywhere isn't a place to basically just put yourself out there like that.
No, absolutely.
And I'm not even saying in a negative sense to where somebody will take your information, run with it, and do whatever. Some people are malicious like that and crazy, but again, just be mindful. If you honestly, that's your homeboy, that's your homegirl, just talk to them on the back end. There's literally nothing wrong with that. You just want to pull up to say hi, say hi. Or just be like me and lurk and don't say nothing. Yeah. Like, you still see me, but I don't need to be in your chat doing the most, shucking and driving. Oof. Like, no, thank you. Oof. Why? Like, I can be seen under moderators or under people in the room. Like, right. that's just what it is. relax.
I mean, like I said, overall, when it comes to Switch, people just want to be seen mm-hmm. just so they could be seen. They want to stand out. Mm-hmm. And it's just, that's just weirdo vibes to me.
So, like, let's put this on a streamer, too. So do you feel like people overstep their boundaries for self when it comes to putting on?
Of course. Add or extra sauce to it.
All the sauce that's not needed?
Sauce is just dripping all over the goddamn place, yo.
Ew.
it's like a sloppy joke.
Like a birria taco.
My god, but those are delicious though.
Birria tacos are freaking delicious. Just seriously messy, but delicious. But
yeah,
let me just break it down a little bit more just in case anybody didn't understand. So when I mean doing the most for your stream, it's just stepping outside of yourself and your true nature of what you started your stream for. And I'm not gonna give any specific examples. Ooh. But just basically putting on a persona and acting rather than being yourself. Oof. Is that clear?
Very clear. All acting right, like it's a Shakespeare play.
A thespian at heart. So that way I ain't got to do no specifics, but you know what it is. Another example, random. You get on the news, somebody asks you for your input. Hey, do you want to be featured on Fox 5? All right, bet. Rather than you just talking to the newscaster and reporter, you just go on doing the most.
It would go from 0 to 10 real quick or whatever. And
yes, just hide your kids, hide your wife. Stuff like that. Like, you know, you putting on a little extra just to be seen.
Look, over here on this side, we call those hyperboles. Straight up.
Shuck, shuck, jive, jive. Like, and the thing is, your personality was great enough to not need to do any of that extra. Which is why people pulled up to your stream and stayed. But to see the way some people take it and turn it into straight up buffoonery, and obviously I'm not the most serious person, so I'm not going to make it seem like, oh, you have to uphold standards when you're streaming. No, you don't. Just be yourself. For me, that's number one. That's it. I don't need extra, oh, I'm going to do such and such just for y'all because I know y'all like this, but you're not even into it. Why would you do that?
I don't know. That's people. People will be people at the end of the day, to be honest, you know.
People gone people.
People don't fact. People.
No, people gone people.
Oh, they said people don't people.
No, well, some don't people. That's a problem, too. But that's a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. But just Twitch in general.
Why do you think I took this hiatus from Twitch? It's like, I don't care about Twitch anymore, to be honest. You know, if I stream, if I want to stream, sometimes I do miss it. Sometimes mm-hmm. I don't. Sometimes I just want to kick back, relax, and just enjoy the game I'm playing or whatever it may be.
That's a fact. That's because we actually are playing games for fun. Like, we enjoy them. We don't just do it for the show.
I mean, you got some people that's out there, you know, just being fake gamers and stuff like that and everything.
That's offending. Like, buying games. They don't know how to play. Never played in their life before. Just to say that they've played it when it released and then fall off the face of the earth and come back in another 3 months.
That makes me
laugh. I just be like, why are you online?
I mean, that too. But it's just like, yo, you know you're garbage in this. It's just like, yo, you throw me off.
Like, what is the purpose? Like, games primarily, it should be enjoyment. We also said the same as far as Twitch and when it comes to streaming and just providing like that outlet for people just to watch you play, chill, chat, you know, it should be fun. It shouldn't be work or feel like a task where like, oh my God, I'm panicking. I don't know how to do this and da 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 or just sucking. Like, hello?
Whoa.
Another ugh.
but yeah, Twitch is going to be Twitch. Yeah. If you're a streamer out there or whatever, just do what you want to do.
And be yourself.
Have fun with it, yeah.
Stop doing what other people do. Come up with something original, unique. Somebody steal your idea. Just let them know where they got it at first.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that plenty of times. People just taking Giacomo styles like, oh!
You didn't have that last week. Oh!
Yeah, but the real one's going to shine no matter what.
And that's in every facet of their life, not just one specific medium.
Seriously.
Or platform. Because, yeah, ain't no way. Twitch, me, I don't think I'm a streamer again. Because, like, I've had some games I've been alpha and beta testing that I would love to stream just based off of the style and how I know the interaction will be with the audience. But I'll just be like, I'll just play this on my own. And I'd still be having fun.
I mean, I'd be feeling that way too. Like, literally, I was about to stream, the Ninja Turtles collection, but only just had two games remaining to platinum the game, and those was like the arcade games.
Yeah.
But then my nephew came over. I was like, freak it. I'll just play with him offline or whatever and just have some fun.
I was like, let me just actually have some fun and sit down and not have to worry about the extra of streaming.
But yeah, so at the end of the day.
I want to still stream, but you know.
Just do how you will feel. If you feel like you want to stream, go for it. If you're not, then still just enjoy gaming, you know. At the end of the day, gaming
and don't
is...
make it seem like somebody forced you to stream either. Like, what's wrong with y'all? I don't want to be here. Ain't nobody tell you to load up OBS and go live? Like, hello?
And now you're feeling like meh when you start streaming because now you look at the analytics and stuff like that or people's not in there or whatever. Like, you know me, I could just stream and nobody don't have to come in there. I'll still put on a show.
That's a fact. I'm still going to be laughing and talking. Mm-hmm. I'll find something to talk about or make fun of in the game.
Mm-hmm. But I don't need to worry about that because I got my crew.
That's a fact. Discord lit. Like, see, you don't need the audience. You just need fun people to co-op with and have a good time.
Right.
Ugh. Twitch is a monster.
It is.
Either way. When it comes to setting your boundaries on Twitch, let's see. Should we give them a tip?
If they are streamers? Setting boundaries on tips? I mean, upsetting boundaries on tips.
Not on tips. I don't care how you get your money.
On Twitch?
On Twitch, yes.
As
a streamer, from a streamer perspective, if we're giving advice to a upcoming or a new streamer.
Just make things very clear, you know? Make sure you voice yourself as far as what you don't like and what you do like on Twitch. Whether you put in the rules section, whether you see like a new person, a new follower, whatever the case may be, you know, be yourself. And you don't got nothing to worry about. You know, if a person do cross a boundary, if you want to pull them aside or let them mods, if you do have mods, let them handle that. And tell your mods, you know, don't be too crazy to the point where it's like, now you're just driving other potential viewers away or whatnot, you know?
And not you stealing my answer.
Yeah.
But I was going to say,
My bad.
No. It's perfect segue. So for me, it was literally selecting the correct mod team, making sure not only are they looking out for you, your audience, but themselves as well. You don't want to burn out your mod team. You also want to take into, you know, consideration what they got going on. If they're not able to pull up, don't be berating them, because I've seen that too. If somebody wasn't on stream, they got their privileges taken away or whatever the hell. Like, just be mindful that these are people that you're working with. Again, this is another situation, you know, where you may or may not have to deal with professionally. Right. They're there for your best interest while watching you stream. Also there to have a good time. So it's not always continuously work, but just set them up with the proper tools. Let them know what your boundaries are, what should be going on, to the point where they don't have to think or think twice about what they got to do if a situation does go down or something happens. where they're prepared and not ill-equipped and just like, I just got a sword and I don't know what to do with it.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that, you'd be surprised. People?
Yeah, boundaries is everything.
Indeed. Appreciate you, Modern, for pulling up for the boundaries.
Oh, no doubt.
I always call these shorts, but my bad. We damn near ran toward an hour. Whatever, you like it. It's look, input, it's not dialogue. Yet. We talk about boundaries. Y'all be all right.
It's pretty dope. Like I said, I listen to podcasts that be like 3 hours or whatever, so this ain't nothing.
No, no, this is like light. This is a snack. The dinner time podcast. Like, listen. Hey, I mean, no. Some topics lend to that. Other topics be like, how are we still going? But I appreciate the banter and background noise.
Nah, for sure. I mean, now when you said dinner time podcast, I could just, I don't know. I just imagine a family just putting on a podcast, just listening to a podcast whilst eating dinner. That sounds kind of crazy, but I wouldn't mind doing that.
It could be lit depending on what podcast it is. That sounds like a situation too. So we gotta put a pin in that for later.
No, for sure.
Sure. Be sure to connect with us using our Spotify poll and Q&A sections, or on social via Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or directly at verbalvibemode.com. You can also leave us a voicemail using the Anchor app. All of the links are in the description box. Appreciate you for pulling up.
Appreciate you having me.
Hey.
Ciao. Peace. Sayonara.
Oh. He's multilingual.
Bye, y'all.
Why are you copying me? Hello? Can I am Michael?
My bad. Go ahead.
Y'all sitting here like, yo, y'all do hang out too much. And the cut the tapes. Okay. Peace, everybody.
See adios.
Look at him. This guy.
I'm sorry.